Bob Russell, who's joining us here live in studio. Good morning, and welcome to WEBO, Bob.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me, and welcome back.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a long 2.5 weeks in Rochester, so it was one of those things where it just feels good to be back on the air. I got back from there after a discharge on Monday at about 6 o'clock, and I was in here on Tuesday morning, yeah. Around 6:30.
That's crazy, but your dedication is there, and we're all happy that you're back here, and you're looking healthy and ready to go.
Very tired, but I am on the mend. But thank you. Thank you so much for asking that. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to dive right in now and take a quick look at some of the things that are going on with the Tioga United Way. So starting out, let's talk about the Hometown Heroes banner program. Very successful. So many people have said, we're going to do this, but then they weren't able to make it happen. But you know, you made it happen in a big way, and it's going to be happening even in a bigger way. Fill us in on some of those details.
Yeah, so, you know, when we first started the program, we had heard that there were some other organizations that tried to, you know, to do it. I've got a great group of board of directors that help out. My executive assistant, Dawn, has been huge in keeping it organized and everything. We thought in the beginning we were going to get like, you know, maybe 50 or 60 banners for the first round, put a deadline on it and, you know, put it together so that we could have them up all by Memorial Day. As of April 1st, we had received 135 of them, and we were very proud to say with working with a school who's making the banners, we're very proud to say that all 135 of them were up and ready to go and on display for Memorial Day weekend. So it was great. We were the keynote speaker over at the Memorial Day service that Barb Bilbrey and Lou and everybody were at. Beautiful service, you know, that was had. I got a opportunity to be able to talk to them and talk to the crowd and about the banner program and thank the people that were involved. And it's been overwhelming and a huge success so far, and still going. We're still taking applications. We have 80 more of them currently over at the printers, being ready to be made.
And the printers are our local school district.
They are. Yep. So Owego Free Academy actually has a program, Hawkeye Graphics. It's a student run program, overseen by Sean Carney, the one of the teachers, and then Caitlin Simpson is the graphics design and one of the other teachers there, have done a phenomenal job.
It makes it special unto itself.
It does. It really does. I mean, we were able to stay local with making the banners, which was huge for us. We want, you know, our biggest thing that we talk about with the United Way is that all the money that gets donated to us, you know, through campaign dollars, through regular donations, all helps all local Tioga County agencies, and to be able to have these banners made locally here in Tioga County, and especially by the school, and having these kids who are trying to learn a trade and, you know, better themselves, you know, as a career as they move forward, if that's what they want to do, they did a phenomenal job. When you look at these banners, they're beautiful.
Now, overall, you have a ribbon cutting ceremony, which is going to take place, and tell us about that.
We do. So we're super excited. The Chamber of Commerce has, Sabrina had talked to me about it, and we wanted to do a ribbon cutting for that. They're working really hard in making that happen, and we're just trying to get the word out. We'd love to have, you know, as many of the families or the heroes themselves show up to it. It's Monday, June 15th. It's going to be at 10 a.m. We're going to have it right at the courthouse, right at the monument. We're really looking forward to, you know, really getting everything out there and having people see it. I know people have been walking around. We get compliments all the time, which is really, really nice. These banners are great. We did find out why we have to put them up as high as they are. We have had to replace 4 poles already from delivery trucks and tractor trailers that apparently don't look up.
At least it wasn't an intentional act or vandalism. I figured that's where you were going to go.
Correct.
When you just said that.
No,
so that's
everybody's
good.
Been great. But you know, it has to have gone up a little higher. So, you know, there's a reason for everything, but every day that, you know, I drive into work and I drive down a different street every day and more streets to come, it's just beautiful to drive down and see and be able to honor all of our hometown heroes.
Absolutely. Now, the program will also be expanding to some of the neighbor villages. Tell us about that.
It is. So we're pretty excited. Both the village of Candor and the village of Newark Valley have approved us to move the banners up to their locations as well. So we've just started taking applications for each one of those municipalities as well. It's going to be a little bit more of a process. You know, the school's going to be running throughout the summertime as well, making them, but on a more limited basis. So, you know, our hope is that we can continue to have these banners come in and we can get them turned around, but, you know, people need to understand that it's, you know, it's going to be a little bit more limited throughout the summertime, but we're going to work as diligently as possible to make sure that we get them, you know, all up and we're just going to keep going with the program until the last person calls or we run out of poles. One of the two.
I think you'll run out of poles before you run out of people.
I do too.
So I have that feeling.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be the case. We do have some other, you know, ideas in mind. I will, you know, eventually, especially here in the village, we'll end up probably having to double up poles, put one on one side where they currently are and then one directly across from them. You know, on the other side of the pole. I've seen a lot of other towns that do that as well.
Well, so, a job well done. That's all I can say. You know, hats off to you. Hats off to everybody that has made this happen. And it'll be interesting and feel really good to see those banners in Newark Valley, Candor, and Nichols coming up.
Yeah, so. Nichols as well. I know we had a discussion with Mrs. Cole from the Legion over there, and you know, she was kind of looking forward to having us maybe take over their program, and it looks like that's going to be the direction we go. Now, Nichols does have some at the moment. When we do go into Nichols, the banners will not look like the current ones that they have. They're going to stay uniform to the ones that we have, and you know, on top of the banner, it says Tioga County Hometown Heroes, and other towns do it, you know, by the village or the town that they're in. And we just figured it would just be easy for
it is easy.
Just the county name right on there. And then, you know, we can put them anywhere. We're going to put them in the respected areas that they would like.
Right.
You know, Gary Helmers has stated that the town has also approved it. So, you know, at some point in time, we'll be moving over to, you know, the Campville area, Apalachin, you know, a little bit there. We're not going to go, you know, too crazy with it up there, but they'd look really good going up Pennsylvania Ave and down Main Street a couple of directions. And same thing in the Campville area, you know, right by the fire station, Jackson Pumpkins Farm. So yeah, it's going to be great. I can't thank the community enough for the outpouring with this. It's been super successful, and we're just happy that we're a part of it and we're able to make it happen.
Excellent. Now, before we move on to our next topic, hit the ribbon cutting ceremony date again and time.
Yeah. So the ribbon cutting will be June 15th. It's a Monday. It's going to be at 10 a.m. We do have some, proclamations that are going to be made, possibly you know, a couple of the dignitaries. I know I've talked to Senator O'Mara's office, and you know, they're not sure if who's going to be able to make it just yet. But you know, the local, we're hoping to have, you know, all the local mayors and supervisors and everything there as well. The VFW Honor Guard's going to be there, and you know, we're going to cut the ribbon and kind of make it an official date for that. And then kind of ironically, it's the day after Flag Day.
Excellent. That ties in nicely. Let's switch gears and go to the golf tournament coming up on June 13th in Apalachin. Tell us briefly about it and how many spots you have left open.
Yeah, so we're June 13th. It's not this coming Saturday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. We're going to have our third annual golf tournament at the Apalachin Golf Course. We had a very successful one last year. Looking forward to another one. We currently have, I believe, 5 spots open. We're really looking to fill those. It was a great time last year. Our gift bags this year are going to be, you know, really good. We're looking forward to having everybody there and a nice little thank you for them. And the meal is great. Looking forward to it. Appalachian has a beautiful golf course, and Connie and her staff up there are always super.
We are definitely blessed in this area. Once again, you have 5 spots left open. Cost?
Correct. It's $100 a person, $400 a team. Any businesses that want to sponsor, we still have a little bit of time left for that too.
All right.
For whole sponsors. So.
Okay. One of the other things you have coming up, which we'll hit on rather quickly here, down at Weco for the Strawberry Festival at Hickory's Park, and that'll be the Rock and Run. I believe that's the 18th of June. Yeah. And you're going to be down there between 5 and 8, being the DJ down there.
I am. So flipping a hat for a minute. I'm also the owner of R&R Entertainment and one of the DJs. And, every year, Historic Owego Marketplace hires us to come down and play some music for the run. It's great. Everybody, the response is really good. Last year we had a small little circle of dancers. Even some of the runners afterwards, I was just watching them and it was making me tired.
Oh, I was standing there watching you.
Yeah.
So it was good. You got to give the awards out for the races as they came in, and that was cool also.
I did. It's a lot of fun. You know, we really like to be able to give back to the community like that as much as possible and come down and just love having people have a good time and watching them.
That is the place to see that happen. So once again, Strawberry Festival, Rock and Run, June 18th at Hickory's between 5 and 8 o'clock. It's going to be a 1K, a kids run, and a 5K, all within the park boundary. So that should be interesting. Rumor has it that Audra here from the station is going to dress up like a strawberry and do one of the runs.
I can see that for sure. That's absolutely going to be a very tall strawberry.
And if she goes and she dresses up, probably Sonia will be right behind her.
Oh,
so
yes. Yeah.
I can picture
that. I'd like
that
to
as
see
well.
Jonathan like that too, though, I think.
In a strawberry costume?
Well,
costume. You can call him right up and
I've
tell
been to text
him.
Him.
You
right
should suggest
after
it. And you'd be Captain Obvious and take care of that. Let me know how that goes for you. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Tioga United Way's Bob Russell. We've talked about the Hometown Heroes Banner Program, very successful, and also the expansion into some of the surrounding areas, Newark Valley, Cander, Nichols, and eventually Campville in Appalachian. We've also talked about the golf tournament coming up on June 13th in Appalachian, and we just hit the Strawberry Festival Rock and Run that's coming up once again on June 18th at Hickory's Park. Now, we're going to wrap things up, and as we do, with your parting thoughts, quickly hit Dancing United with the Stars.
Yeah, so 9th year of Dancing United with the Stars. We've got all 10 of our pairings this year. Looking forward to it. It's going to be an amazing group this year. Can't wait for it. We did last night just start to release the first pairing. So if you haven't done so yet, you know, jump on our Facebook page, make sure you like and share it, and then follow that. Every day we're going to do one or two of the pairings and introduce each one with their professional dance partner.
Now, our own Irene Rannigan is going to be participating this year, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, looking forward to that as well. That's going to be a nice little addition here, and you know, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be an outstanding an event this year.
Very good. Bob, thank you for coming down this morning and sharing all this with us.
Thank you.
And if you've missed it, we're streaming live right now on Facebook with a studio feed. We're also going to post the audio interview along with some pictures and some of the information up at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. It's coming up on 7:25. Good morning.